Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 855-450-FREE. Once again, 855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And we're inviting you over to our website where you actually control the content of the site. You find something online you think's interesting, you post it over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So see it for yourself, get involved, get interactive, and do it for free over at freetalklive.com. In fact, Derek J., the story you're discussing right now happens to be the top story on freetalklive.com. I don't know if that's where you saw it first.
This is Free Talk Live broke the news to me.
Excellent. It's good. It's a great location to go to get some of the most interesting liberty-oriented news or news of interest to liberty-oriented people because it's our listeners that decide what's important, and they put it up there, and right there, North Carolina sterilization program at the top. Below that, Oakland police officer covered his name tag, called out by an individual. So go there and get interactive, freetalklive.com. And that's what we were just talking about. For those of you just tuning in this hour, at the end of the last hour, you were telling us about a program in North Carolina that had gone on for decades and had affected the lives and the bodies of over 7,000 human beings. And what this program was, is my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, was this five-person board, basically a eugenics board, stepping in, involving themselves in people's lives and saying, we've decided that you should not be able to have babies. Maybe you're a little on the dumb side, or maybe you were raped, or I don't know what their rationale was for half of these things, but they basically determined for some arbitrary reason that you aren't, we don't think you can have babies, so we're going to prevent you from having babies by tying your tubes or giving you a vasectomy, or because it was both men and women, but mostly women that they were targeting, and a good portion of them were non-white, so it seems like it was disproportionately targeting minorities as well. But tell me more.
Well, the case of the woman, Mrs. Riddick, her records revealed that a five-person state eugenics board over in Raleigh had approved the recommendation that she be sterilized. Now, her records reported her as being, quote, feeble-minded and promiscuous. And they also made references to her schoolwork being poor and saying that she didn't get along well with others.
She was 13 when this happened.
Yeah, so they were referencing her, you know, elementary and high school, like junior high school work and how she got along with others, as if that is some sort of indication of whether or not a person would adequately be able to raise a child sometime in the future. It's just amazing. And I don't know anyone who says the government never does wrong, but I think this is one case where folks who tend to think the government is there to help people should really get a wake-up call.
Yeah, pay attention to this one.
Yeah, I mean, this was going on for decades. This was the norm. And North Carolina was just one of 31 states who had a state eugenics program.
Are they all gone now, or is it possible that one of these things is still operating?
I'm not an expert, so I won't make a claim either way, but I know that
I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere out there was still some board of know-it-alls meeting and determining that they're going to tie somebody's tubes.
Well, I know that they got rid of the board making decisions in 74 in North Carolina, mm-hmm. So I would assume if they had the steam to do that back in the 70s, that all the state eugenics programs are now wiped. But I would be careful not to say that they're all gone, because I think that they operate now under federally funded programs like Planned Parenthood, where people can get a recommendation to have their tubes tied. But I don't think it would be done in secret. I don't think that someone would involuntarily have their tubes
tied. Well, right, that's what we're talking about. It's one thing to recommend something to someone, and it's a whole other thing to force them under a knife.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So this is a woman who had just woken up and realized that her tubes had been tied while she was
Surprise!
Out. Yeah, so no more opportunities to have kids.
Now, they're talking about taking taxpayer dollars and giving thousands upon thousands of taxpayer dollars to these folks, right?
That's right. The governor, who was one of the people she claims to have eradicated this program from North Carolina. She wants to find peace with these victims and compensate them. She says that it's impossible to compensate them fully, which is obvious.
Of course.
But that money should play a part in it. And, you know, who's going to argue with that? Money is going to help make them feel a little bit better. But
in an ideal world, I agree with her that money is going to help. But I think in an ideal world, that money should come from the doctor who followed the order to, or the nurse or whoever was involved in actually doing the operation, and the five-person board that that made the decision to make that operation happen. But we don't live in that world, so hey, the taxpayers will foot the bill.
It's absurd to me that the governor thinks that this is a solution.
What else can you do? I mean, what would you suggest?
Well, you can't hand people stolen money, and I mean that's might make them feel better, but it's immoral. So I don't think it's going to solve the problem. It's a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, right?
Well, so, I see where you're coming from, but given that things are the way they are and the system is, you know, how it is and people believe in it as much as they do, don't you think it makes sense that the state has all this money? They've already stolen it. So
not
they're going to spend it on something. Is it so bad that they spend it on restituting the victims of the state violence in this case?
Yeah, if that were the sole goal of the state's spending until it totally was eradicated and went bankrupt and just didn't steal money from people, if their only goal was to compensate those who have been hurt by state violence, I think that would be admirable. But I really don't see this as helping. I think it's going to have a higher cost to the taxpayers than it's going to be worth for any of the victims.
You think that taxes will be raised as a result of this? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do. I don't think that
it's possible.
Right. I don't think that the state already has a fund for giving tens of thousands of dollars to 2,000 people each.
Are there that many that are still alive?
Yeah, 2,000 of them are still alive. One of them is suing for $1 million. So the state doesn't have that kind of money, and it's
they
not like it'll fix the problem. It's not going to make those people able to procreate.
That's true. It won't make them whole again. That much is true. But
the best they could do is say they're sorry and admit that the state is an organization based on violence, and tell people, hey, if you really don't like the state, if you're upset that we tied your tubes, renounce us altogether because we're a bunch of criminal thugs.
You are a dreamer.
They should be honest about it. That would be the closest thing to restitution.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, okay, well, we're the mob, but we're just going to give you some money. That's going to shut them up for a little while, but it doesn't fix the real problem. Focus on the state violence.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Of course, we're talking about this people calling themselves the state, and unfortunately, they're not very likely to do, you know, what you're suggesting. And I think that if you look at the way the people calling themselves the state violate other human beings, for instance, look at people that have been on death row for years and then were released based on perhaps some DNA evidence or some new testimony, or they end up catching the real guy or whatever. There have been different stories over the last few decades where we know that people have been on death row, been completely exonerated after they've been sitting there rotting for 10, 15, 5 years, however long. I mean, these people have had years and years of their lives ripped away from them. As much as I'm against taxation, I think that it's wrong to just have that person walk out of jail. I think that they deserve some kind of restitution. Ultimately, I think that the restitution should come from the state agents that caused the problem in the first place. But again, we're not there yet. Those ideas haven't been proposed. They're not taken seriously. And until then, it is the case that the state does have a lot of money. I mean, there are states that are having more trouble than others, but there's usually something out there in the way of assets, like buildings and cars. So they have retirement funds, they have investments. State governments and local governments take taxpayer money and invest it. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they have the comprehensive annual financial reports, which list all of the various different investments they have. So there's money that they have in the budget, and then there's money that they have outside of the budget that nobody ever talks about. And there's a lot more of it outside of the budget. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. You just download the Bitcoin program, and you don't even have to use that. There are web services, but I recommend the Bitcoin program. And there's details over at weusecoins.com. But they can't be counterfeited, they can't be inflated, and you can now get them with the credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is making it easy. They're proud to offer physical bitcoins you can actually hold in your hands and can be transferred back in a normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts, so you can be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Start by going to memorydealers.com to get your bitcoins there. That's memorydealers.com. Now, I know, Derek, you wanted to say a few more words about restitution.
Yes. You were saying before we went on the last break that people walking out of jail should get restitution from the people who are responsible for the wrongdoing.
Like the prosecutor.
Right. And I agree with you. But in the absence of that scenario, you're saying that the state could give them money, and that would be a nice gesture, right?
I think that the people calling themselves the state have a bunch of money already, and I would rather see it go to somebody getting out of jail or somebody who'd had their tubes tied against their will than, say, sending it off to a war somewhere.
Yeah, well, I definitely hear that, but I want to propose another option is that, you know, the victims receiving money would help, definitely. So, but I think it would be better if it came from a liberty organization, let's say, that worked to help heal people harmed by state violence rather than the state mob itself, you know what I'm saying? So, that's like the state mafia putting a hit on someone and then giving the grieving family some dough. Like, screw them and their money. Renounce them. They're just paying you off to shut up about how evil they are. They haven't changed, and they're still hurting people. So if a liberty organization were to spread the word that the state is harmful and that they are working to make people whole who are victims of state violence.
Boy, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think that would turn a lot of people onto liberty and make them feel like they have support from peaceful people.
Boy, we would need, some people with some money to end up doing something like that, though, right? I mean, because there's so many victims of state violence out there.
Well, there are so many victims, but, I mean, start with high-profile ones. Something like this woman, she got publicity, and taking $1 million from taxpayers isn't ethical. An organization donating $1 million to her, I think there's nothing wrong with that, and it gives a lot of attention to the harm that the state has done to peaceful people.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. We've got Jonathan on the line listening in all the way over in Australia. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Derek, how are you doing?
Hello. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I think almost my thoughts have been kind of presented. Particular the comment about the state being like the mob, and I've just the point I'd like to make is that you can't a protection racket cannot compensate its victims, because everybody apart from those that are in on the racket is a victim of the protection racket. So the only way that the racket could in any way compensate so-called compensated victims is for it to simply go away. And so I really would like you guys, when you talk about the state, is to accentuate the point that the state is nothing but a protection racket, and that you cannot compensate people, no matter how high profile the injustices might be, but every taxpayer is a victim of the protection racket.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, there's no dollars that the state has, or at least the states, and the federal government can print as many as they want, but there's no dollars that the state has that hasn't been stolen first, that hasn't been extracted by the threat of violence, other peaceful human beings. So I totally understand your position, and it makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, they aren't going away anytime soon, and the reason for that is because people believe in it. If people stopped believing in the state, which is nothing more than human beings aggressing against other human beings. They just, put all this window dressing on it, this pomp and circumstance and robes and all manner of weird, bizarre rituals, all rise and, all kind of nonsense. they put around the violence to essentially shield people from seeing what it really is, to cloak the state in this aura of legitimacy, to prevent people who otherwise would be very upset at a criminal gang robbing them and their neighbors. They've managed to very effectively over the years to paint themselves as not a criminal gang, as something different, as something unique, something special, and we need to rip away that that veneer, that aura of legitimacy from the state. And I think that's one of the reasons why getting liberty lovers together in the same place is so important. We were talking the other night about doing some like street theater or skits, bringing comedy into it, because I think that the more that you can encourage people to laugh at the state, the better off we who love liberty will be, because if people can see the state as a joke instead of seeing it as a dangerous thing to be taken seriously, and it is dangerous, but the people, if you can laugh at danger, that does a lot to make it shrink, don't you think, Jonathan?
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely I agree with that. But I guess you have to recognize that all protection rackets, I mean, you think of the mob. The only reason why the mob kind of so-called went away, or at least was hobbled, is that another protection racket, the state, wasn't happy about the competition and squashed it.
Well, I mean, the state has over the years arrested members of the mob, but they haven't gone away. Jonathan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, let's continue with Jeff listening in Ohio to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Jeff.
Talking about the state, I've been hauling meat for 36 years in the United States. What always impressed me is if you had 20 people get bloody diarrhea in San Diego, California, they're able to track within 24 to 48 hours after occurrence and after discovery where it was produced, what truck line had it, what box number, batch number, etc. And there's one word to tell you why that happened, called regulation. And who regulates? If you guess the state, you guess right. If you drive a car and the front tires fall off the damn thing, the car will be recalled. Who recalls the car? The state.
So are you suggesting, Jeff, that in the absence of the state, there would be no regulation?
Oh, buddy, I can tell you, if you got about 8 or 9 hours for me to tell you stories of the things I've seen over the years, I won't eat chicken because of what I've seen. There's certain commodities I won't eat. And
is that because the state regulates them so poorly?
That's right. They pay them off.
So you're advocating what?
Very heavy regulation. You watch the financial system in this country collapse, and the reason why it did is because it was not regulated properly.
I'll tell you what, if you stick with us, Jeff, I'd love to get more into this with you. Can you hang on?
Yeah, sure, man. I got a load of frozen on.
I'd love to hear more from Jeff as to why it is that regulation will make the world better. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. I think he is absolutely the opposite from the truth. We'll find out, though, in a moment. Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those, including news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and get signed up. Also, get signed up if you love liberty, that is, if you are the viewpoint that government needs to get more involved in our life. You don't have to listen to this next pitch. But if you love freedom, you should come to New Hampshire, not just as part of the Free State Project, but come up for the Liberty Forum. Maybe you can't move for the Free State Project anytime soon. That doesn't mean you can't come here on a vacation. Come on up for February 23rd through the 26th. It's the Free State Project's Liberty Forum happening in the wonderful Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. I've been there a number of times in the past. Free Talk Live always is broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. So, Derek, I think you're planning on attending.
I sure will be.
I hope that you'll sit in with us at least one of those nights on the show and have a chat with us.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because it's a blast. We actually have a live studio audience for it. So, it's a little bit of a different kind of a flavor of show. We get neat people in to talk to us as guests, folks that otherwise wouldn't be on the show. But really, the reason to go is not to see Free Talk Live. But the reason to go is to be with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, all enjoying themselves and socializing, networking, and attending panel discussions and speeches and banquets and parties, of course, late night parties at this hotel in Nashua. I mean, it's like a Liberty Convention is basically what it is, and it's a great time. And not only that, it's affordable for conventions. If you've ever been to an industry convention before, you know these things can be hundreds of dollars for the weekend. In this case, it's less than $200 for all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the convention. Of course, staying in the hotel costs extra, but you can always divvy up a room with multiple people and save extra bucks that way. Plus, it's the middle of the winter, so it's the time at which the hotel rooms are the cheapest in New Hampshire as well. So it's not like you're paying for peak hotel season, like if you were to come during the fall, for instance. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll learn more about some of the speakers they've already announced, like Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, and more. Go to apparently John Lott's going to be there. That's a big deal. The gun guy, John Lott.
Yes.
More guns, less crime. Anyway, so more speakers will be announced, but the longer you wait, the more likely the price is to go up, because right now they've got the early bird discount going on. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and remember our discount code, FTL2012, to save yourself an extra 10%. That's FTL2012 over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll see you there. Jeff is still on the line with us. He is a professional driver. You've been driving for a few decades, Jeff, you said?
Yeah, you don't need to count me that, you know. Oh, I went to New Hampshire in the fall. There's no, I can't really think of a prettier place on earth than New England in the fall.
It is certainly a beautiful place.
I just can't. But anyway, no. What I want to discuss is this. Do you think the federal government should have the right to recall meat or vegetables or any kind of food?
No, I don't think the federal government should be recalling anything. I don't think the federal government should exist. I think it's a gross group of criminals who force their way on people who don't appreciate it. They threaten violence against peaceful people, and they use violence against peaceful people, and that alone is enough reason to abolish them. But I think that I share your concerns about bad meat and bad food, and I think that the way that that is handled in many ways is very effectively by the marketplace. If I'm
I disagree with you, sir, because it's been about 18 years ago, I was at what the federal government requires of slaughterhouse is that the animal's got to be able to walk to slaughter. If he has to be carried to slaughter because he's sick, you cannot allow to slaughter him. I went into a hog plant, the farmer was freaking out because his hogs could not stand. And he knew that the government was going to 86 him and he was going to lose his ass. And I know if that inspector was not there, he'd have put them hogs on my truck and told me to haul ass to the slaughterhouse. I guarantee you that's what would have happened. That's what the free market would have said.
No, sir.
Happen.
You know what you're not really connecting here, and you didn't really ever, I think, answer Derek's.
Oh, I know what the free market would have done. Take my hogs. I don't care if they're sick or not to the slaughterhouse. That's what the free market would have done.
Wait, Jeff, if we're going to have a discussion and comprehend each other, I think it would be helpful to define our terms. So, free market, what does that mean to you?
I look at it this way. Everything, the free market has to be regulated so that you don't have any kind of abuse.
What is the free market to you, Jeff?
Well, I think it's the pursuit of profitability. That's why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just out in Long Beach a couple weeks ago. The guy comes out while he's loading my truck and says, well, I don't pay fuel surcharge. Well, then you need to ring the witch doctor over here and he can do a heckling and straighten that goddamn freight. I walked a while. Well, I ain't to get it off my truck. I don't work for nothing, pal. Take it off there now.
Well,
that's the free market to me.
We're comprehending each other, I would say that the free market is individuals making choices to trade with one another in the absence of threats of force.
Well, no, wait a minute. Right now, to me, being an over-the-road trucker, I have to be licensed by the federal government. I got drug tested today. You better believe it, buddy.
You support that?
Yes.
So
I've
you
seen
support
a lot of bad things over the years. Yes.
You support drug testing people that drive?
Yes, and fly airplanes. Oh yeah.
Yeah. See, you know, it's unfortunate to hear this from somebody who's in Jeff, can we have a conversation? It's unfortunate to hear this from somebody that's in the professional driving business, because I know a lot of people in the professional driving business are liberty-minded. Like, they understand that regulations don't help people, that they actually make things worse, and they actually protect the big companies, the big corporations that they're supposedly out there to control. So to get back to your issue about, let's just focus on this one issue of the bad meat and the recalls. In many cases, the federal government, when it recalls a product, is doing it without any real good reason to do it, and they end up bankrupting companies that otherwise would have been all right had they just simply made good on, you know, whatever bad products came out, rather than recalling a whole product line and having to go through these costs, or then finding out later on down the line that they didn't have to recall it, or they shouldn't have had to have recalled it, but the federal government forces them to do those things. Now, when you don't have government regulations, what you can have is marketplace regulations,
right.
And that comes in the form of businesses who care about their customers, because you're right,
right,
business wants
that's
to make
right.
profit.
Well, Firestone, Jeff. My dad's an engineer, a retired engineer for a motor company. Ford Motor Company saves $6 a car by not coming up with the correct type of tire for that SUV that costs them multi-millions of dollars in recall and lawsuit.
What?
So the free market determines them to make a higher profitability. They put the public at risk, and they pay the major fine.
Who got the money from the fine? I'm curious.
Well, the people that died in wrecks, number one.
Oh, are you sure about that?
And the lawyers made out like bandits, no doubt about it.
Are you sure? Because usually when companies pay fines, it just goes into the coffers of the government,
but
and it doesn't go to the victims.
The free market determined that they had the right to put the public at risk.
But, sir, you don't even know what you're talking about, because there is no free market. The marketplace is regulated.
Their liberty, their freedom. They had the freedom to put the public at risk.
Well, even with all the government around, apparently
they
did that, right?
Whatever they want, right? Whatever the hell they want.
That was under government regulation.
Yeah, you're saying that these things happened, and there is government regulation, and there are government regulations, and they're happening, right?
There's recalls. They recall.
So what good are your regulations if they're not actually stopping all these people from being put in danger?
Toyota, don't worry about government regulations.
I want to bring up an idea, Jeff, that maybe you haven't considered, and I hope that you can hear this out and use your imagination.
It's ridiculous. You have a right to put the public at risk because you're supposed to be free.
Well, use your imagination.
Put the public at risk.
That's not what anyone's saying.
That's your liberty. Yeah. Your liberty
okay, but
is to be
can you imagine a group of humans goes into business to rate the business practices of other organizations?
Well, they do it all the time.
And this rating agency competes nonviolently for credibility in the eyes of the public? You can imagine such a thing.
Well, we have courts for these businesses, competitors take each other to court all the time.
No, I don't think that you're really listening. I don't think that you're miscommunicating. I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back again here, Jeff, but we're going to have more of a conversation where we don't talk over each other, and we can actually try to listen to one another here. 855-453, because I hear what you're saying. You're saying you believe the government makes things better with its regulations, but yet all the things you're pointing out have happened during regulation. So it's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Planet a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where the features are brought to you for free by our wonderful sponsors who cover the costs, and our Free Talk Live amplifiers as well, who help cover the costs of getting this show out to radio stations and bringing new listeners on board. The Free Talk Live AMP program, you can learn more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It is several hundred strong. There are several hundred listeners that are on board with the AMP program, giving as little as $3 a month to this program so we can help get on more stations and again, spread the ideas of freedom. Because people, a lot of them are confused. You know, they bought into this mindset. And by the way, amp.freetalklive.com, you can go there and learn more about it. But a lot of people have bought into this mindset of the idea that, well, we need to have the government around to keep us safe. These evil companies are just going to poison. The farmer is just going to give you all this bad meat, and the store is going to put all this bad meat on the shelf, and you know, the truckers are going to ship the bad meat around, and they're going to just poison people. And people are going to be dying left and right, and if we don't have government around, I mean, doesn't that sound ludicrous?
It's a nightmare world. I don't know anyone who how could people really think that's how things would be? That everyone would just be trying to trick each other, and there would be no standards that people would try and uphold, no virtue.
Well, it's a real negative view
lives.
Of humanity, isn't it? I mean,
it's
essentially the viewpoint that people are by nature evil, and that we need the government around because the good people will somehow get elected into that government, even though people are by nature evil, and they will then be able to control those evil people. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd.
Right, but I think that the evil people are in the minority.
I think that's true.
And that good people are abound, and
Look at your life and look at the wonderful things that are in it. You know, you talk about the meat that gets the grocery. You go to the grocery store, you buy meat, and you're relatively certain you're getting good product. Why? There's a freshness date on there. That's not because the government regulates meat. It's because the store doesn't want you to die. The store doesn't want you to get sick. So, you know, that And that's not to say mistakes don't happen and things don't, you know, get screwed up along the line from time to time. But overall, the marketplace is a very safe place, and it's not a free market. It is a regulated market, but it's safe not because of regulations. It's safe because that's what the people, the actors in the market, want to provide their customers. You don't make a car into a death trap because you want your customers to die. You want your customers to buy another car from you down the line someday. You want them to be satisfied with their experience. In the same way, you want them to be satisfied buying food from you, and so they'll come back and recommend your store so you can stay open and stay in business. There's a chain of custody when it comes to these products where each company has certain standards that they've applied. In many cases, the standards of companies that are selling products are much higher than the regulatory standards out there that are imposed by the government.
Well, the one thing I always am curious about when people bring up regulation is, are people aware that there's an organization called Consumer Reports? I was under the impression that this is a pretty popular magazine. And
it's got a good name, I'd say.
Yeah, and it's well read by a lot of different people. So that is an example of how regulation might work.
How about J.D. Power? I'm sure you've seen the automotive commercials where they give awards to different cars for various different factors, like safety, for instance.
And I know that there's one for electronics as well. And so
Underwriters Laboratories is,
is
an example of that. But they do more than electronics. For instance, the jail that you and I stayed in, if you actually get a look at the sides of the doors, once they're opening the doors to the cell, there's actually a UL stamp of approval on that door for bullet resistance.
Well, and I'm
level
glad,
level six bullet resistance.
And I'm glad that they were certified by a free market, closer to free market company rather than the government.
Well, UL is a market company. Well, it's not free market. You're
right.
Just pointing out there is no free market. And that's common amongst the people like Jeff. And by the way, Jeff dropped off the line as soon as I put him on hold, so he didn't want to hang out here. And that's fine, too, because it really wasn't much of a conversation in that Jeff has his viewpoint of regulation, even though all the examples of all the horrors that the supposed free market was foisting on us is happening under a regulated marketplace.
No, we needed more regulations. Don't you realize, Ian?
Well, the problem
we
with
needed
that,
more.
Well, the problem with that is that the regulations, the thing that the people that advocate for them don't understand, is that regulations prohibit competition. They make it the marketplace limited. It turns it into kind of an oligopoly situation where only some companies are able to play in those given market arenas, and so therefore there isn't as much competition as there might otherwise could be. So these regulations, if they raise the cost of doing business beyond a certain point, or the point of entry, the cost to enter the business beyond a certain point, some people will look at all the regulations and they'll say, well, I can't afford to do this business, so I'm just not going to try. Whereas if the regulations didn't exist, anybody who wanted to could open up their business and operate in whatever way they felt was appropriate. And each individual who did business with those people would be able to decide to or not to do business. And if they felt uncomfortable for any reason whatsoever, they could open up their own business or they could patronize the competition. But regulations restrict the marketplace and they restrict the amount of choices that we have. And when the choices are restricted, you start getting problems as a result of that.
Well, as far as defining our terms about regulation, I just want to say, to me, government regulation is just humans threatening to put other humans in cages for not doing what they say.
Yeah.
And if you believe that power corrupts, how do you think that's going to turn out?
Mm.
I mean,
great point.
There's a moral argument to be made here.
Didn't Jeff say at one point that, he's seen people pay off the regulators?
Exactly. So Jeff's made my point for me, I think, in showing that government regulation leads to corrupted power brokers who are just paying off their friends and cronies to just live another day in a cushy job.
Yeah, it limits the people that are in the marketplace to the amount of people that can even compete in the marketplace. It limits that. And the ones that are in the marketplace, the ones in many cases, they get grandfathered in as well. So, for instance, you look at the cigarette. There was a big cigarette bill that was passed. I think it was earlier this year, went into effect. It banned certain flavored tobaccos and things like that. And,
yes.
That was written by Philip Morris. I mean, it was written by the big corporations that the people that want to regulate things want to control, but what they don't understand is that it's these companies want these things. They want the regulations because they know it increases the cost of doing business. They know they can absorb those costs, increase the cost of their packs of cigarettes by like 1 cent or whatever, and keep new upstarts out of the marketplace and keep people from competing with the new innovations. But as was pointed out, if they're just buying off the regulators, then what's the point? What's the point of it all? Oh, I know the solution. If you just ask the regulator, the advocates like Jeff, the solution is, well, we just need people to watch the regulators. Well, didn't they try that in the Soviet Union where it was like different layers of bureaucracy supposedly watching the layer beneath them? But each layer can be corrupted. Each layer can be bought off. So where does it end? How many levels of regulation is appropriate? How many different regulators do you need to have to make sure that all the different levels of regulators aren't being corrupted and bought off? It's impossible.
Well, Ian, I think it ends with the individual. When the individual decides what he or she wants as a consumer and makes a choice to vote with his or her dollar about one thing or another.
But you're just a dummy. You don't know. That's the viewpoint of that's the viewpoint of people like Jeff, is that you don't know. You people, you don't. You need experts to tell you what to think.
Well, I would know that if I bought bad meat from a grocer, that I'm not going back there. Or at right. least I'm going to tell them, like, yo, man, your meat's making people sick. I'm right. never coming back.
And how long are they going to stay in business, if that's the case?
Yeah. So it's not like there's, oh, yeah, Joe's Market down there. You can either get it from Joe or from Bud. And by the way, if you go to Joe, he's been selling people dirty meat for 20 years. Like, you've never heard about that.
Let's talk to Colin in Oregon. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Colin. Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Colin?
Well, I had a few things, but I don't think I'm going to get to them tonight, so maybe I'll have to call back.
Well, pick one.
You talked earlier about the sterilization thing, and Derek had mentioned that it's worse than rape, and I think you could make a good case that it kind of is a form of rape. And the reason I think that is, I've thought a lot about rape and why it's so different from other forms of assault. And the thing that I've kind of come up with, at least for part of it, is that it can remove the woman's volition from the act of conception. And this is kind of the same thing. It's still a violent assault and in a very private area, and it removes her volition.
And it's invasive. They're both invasive as well.
It happens to be
exactly.
that woman agrees with you. If I can read you a quote from her,
yes.
I was raped by a perpetrator who was never charged, and then I was raped by the state of North Carolina.
Mm. Yep, I'd say you nailed it, Colin. Thanks for the thoughts on that. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Derek J.
Derek, great doing the show, as always. Appreciate you being here. And we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.